Welcome back to Revelation Bible Study number 25 from Last Days Ministry here at WGM Church. Before we continue with today's study, let us begin with the words from Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With a long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Hope you've all had a peaceful week. It's time to study the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation is the conclusion of God's will being done in heaven and on earth. These are the things that will happen before us. Everything in the Bible is a prophecy, and since this prophecy will inevitably come true, the Bible is the future history. The people of the world refer to what happened in the past as history. However, when we, the children of God who have the eternal Spirit of God, see what will happen in the future through the Word and the Holy Spirit, ultimately we must decide how we should live in the future, knowing that this will definitely come true. The people of the world seek material, physical blessings by seeking people who worship idols, by visiting fortune tellers to hear their advice, but the children of God prepare their lives by looking at what will happen in the future, written by the Holy Spirit in the Word of God. From Revelation chapter 5 onward is about events during the tribulation. And chapter 12 deals with seven personages among the things that will happen during the tribulation. First, the woman is Israel. Second, representing the dragon. And the third represents the man-child, our Lord Jesus Christ, a savior, a male child who will save the nation of Israel in times of trouble, is alluded to. Now the sixth is revealed. The beast coming up from the sea. This is the Antichrist. The seventh is the beast rising out of the ground, which is the false prophet. Today we will search through the word about the beast that comes up from the sea and see who he is. Revelation 13, verse 1 and 2. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And a dragon gave him his power, and his seat, and great authority. First of all, we must know that the beast represents a king. Not only this beast is the king reigning over a kingdom, the beast also symbolizes kingdom, but first and foremost, it symbolizes the king. There are many words pertaining to this in Daniel chapter 7, and the words in Daniel 7 line up with the words found in Revelation. Four beasts appear in Daniel chapter 7, the three described in chapter 7 come up from the sea like in Revelation 13. These beasts lion, bear, and leopard match the three beasts in Revelation chapter 13. In Daniel 7, verse 7 and 8, this mutant beast combination of a lion, bear, and leopard is revealed to have 10 horns. The archangel Gabriel appeared to Daniel and told him to seal the words because it wouldn't happen in the distant future. On the contrary, the Lord appeared to Apostle John and revealed everything and told him not to have it sealed up anymore. These are the words of Revelation. We are told something that even Daniel did not know. The fourth beast that appeared in Daniel's vision 2,700 years ago is the Antichrist that appears in today's text. He is presented as a beast without specific description in Daniel. He appeared to have more than one head and 10 horns, just like the Leviathan. These great beasts, which are four kings, which shall arise out of the earth, Daniel 7:17. The Bible calls beasts to be kings. Daniel 7 verse 3 tells us that four great beasts came out of the sea. That sea is the Mediterranean Sea. We should take note that the Bible first speaks of kings and then kingdoms. Let's look at Daniel 7 verse 23 first. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down and break it in pieces. This is the fourth kingdom. Therefore in this verse, Daniel's four beasts are matched to the golden image Nebuchadnezzar saw in his dream. His head pure gold, chest and arms of silver, belly and thighs of brass, and legs of iron. These are the kingdoms. The first is Nebuchadnezzar's Babylon, then Medo-Persia, then Greece, and Rome, in such order. Therefore, if we match the four beasts to the image of Daniel, we start with Persia, Greece, Rome, then kingdom of the Antichrist. Let us break down Revelation chapter 13 verse 1 and examine them in detail. And I stood up on the sand of the sea, Apostle John standing up on the sands of the Mediterranean, and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, much like the devil described in Job 41, a monster. Having seven heads and 10 horns, here we notice the similarities of Satan, the dragon, as he shows up in Revelation chapter 12, verse 3. And upon his horns, 10 crowns. This beast rising up out of the sea is similar to Satan making his descent. And upon his heads, the name of blasphemy. The devil in Revelation 12, 3 has 7 crowns, but in 13, verse 1, he has 10 crowns. Similar but different. The devil has 7 heads and 7 crowns, but the Antichrist has 10 horns and 10 crowns. Again, similar but slightly different. This is because the Antichrist is Satan manifested in flesh. The beast in 13:1, Revelation 13:1 has 10 crowns on 10 horns, and the name of blasphemy is on his head. The beast of chapter 12, verse 3 is the dragon, the devil, appearing as 7 heads with 7 crowns. In other words, the beast in chapter 12 has 7 heads, 10 horns, 7 crowns. The beast that comes up out of the sea in chapter 13 has 7 heads, 10 horns, 10 crowns. So in Revelation 12, verse 3, the great red dragon was cast out of heaven and came down to earth. The Antichrist comes up from the Mediterranean Sea, and he can be seen representing 10 kingdoms instead of 7. We can't say anything other than what the Bible says. Also, we should be interested only in what the Bible says in those verses. So in other words, one place in the Bible says there are no crowns on the horns, but only on the heads. Then chapter 13, verse 1 says that there is no crown on the head, but only on the horns. That's all we should know. So the beast in Revelation chapter 13, verse 1 and 2 is not the same as the beast in Revelation chapter 12, but they are related. The beast in chapter 12 is the devil. The beast in chapter 13 is the Antichrist. Therefore, he gets his power from Satan. In Revelation chapter 13, verse 2, the dragon is the devil. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. As such, we need to pay attention to the words in this verse. The dragon is the same as Satan in chapter 12, and says he has a seat in chapter 13, verse 2. Let's continue the study with Revelation 13, verse 2. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. Let us compare it with Daniel 7 again here. Some key points in Daniel chapters 7, verse 3 through 6. And four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another. Daniel 7, 3. The sea is the Mediterranean Sea. The first was like a lion, second like a bear, then another like a leopard. Revelation 13, verse 2, we see the three beasts mentioned in reverse order of Daniel chapter 7. If you take a closer look at Revelation chapter 13, verse 2, it says, "The beast which I saw was like unto a leopard." Didn't say it looked like a dragon, bear, or lion. It is a leopard with seven heads and ten horns. The body is a leopard with different head. It has a lion's mouth and bear's feet. A leopard doesn't have those features. However, it was like unto a leopard. Its body, neck, ears, nose, tail, chest, back, belly, flanks, legs, etc. have the appearance of a leopard. This can be seen as a mutant monster that combines three beasts into one. So the monster that appeared here is primarily a leopard, as it is an animal with spots. There are spots on a yellow background of a leopard. Here we see one great truth of the type presented in the Bible. When Jesus Christ came to this earth, he is typified as a lamb, as the lamb who takes away the sins of the world. He doesn't have a single spot. However, when God reveals the Antichrist, we can see that the beast he chose is a creature with spots all over his body. Not only that, we know that he is of a mixed race. Leopard has yellow body like Asians, and the white belly like Europeans, the white people. Also, his whole body is covered with black spots, symbolizing Africans. This beast can be seen as a mixed race human, representing all three races. Therefore, when the Antichrist appear in the future, he will appear as a man of mixed race. We can see that black people will support him because he has black spots. White people will support him because his belly is white, and Asians will follow him because he has a yellow body. Spots aren't considered good anywhere in the Bible, as they always tie in with filthy and sinful definitions. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 27 says this about the church: that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having a spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Then we will take a closer look at the beast that comes up out of the sea through the book of Daniel. Now when Daniel said, "I saw in my vision by night," he was referring to a generation after the first coming of Christ. We can see that the Gentile kingdoms he saw are filling the gap between Daniel chapter 2 and Revelation. The empires of this world are shown in the Bible: Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, and Rome. Then as Rome scattered, then came England, Russia, and the United States. Then in the future, the 8th mystery, Babylon the Great, and Revelation chapters 17 and 18. What will become of this Roman church in the future? We can see that the 8th mystery, Babylon, in which Antichrist is the leader, will appear in the future. Pertaining to this, Revelation 17 verse 11 says, "And beast that was and is not, even he is the 8th, and is of the 7, and goeth into perdition." He is the 8th, but belong to the 7. It's a flawless arrangement. We are now seeing a beast coming up out of the sea with 10 horns and 10 crowns, but in Revelation 13 there are 10 kings. He has 7 heads and 10 horns. So the 7 heads of the beast, as mentioned last time, are Nimrod of Babylon, 2nd, Pharaoh of Egypt, 3rd, Sennacherib of Assyria, 4th, Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon, 5th, Darius and Cyrus, kings of Media and Persia, 6th, Alexander of Greece, and the 7th, the Roman Emperor Caesar. Thus are the 7 heads, and after this empire there are 3 other kingdoms belonging to 10 horns and 10 kings. First, England is symbolized by the lion. Second, Russia, symbolized by the bear. And third, the leopard, symbolizing America. America, also known as United States, white, black, and yellow people live all together. It has a resemblance of a leopard. The skin is yellow with black spots, as the belly is white, just like a leopard. The United States is an integration of all these people. Now, if we go back for a moment to Satan in Revelation chapter 12, he has 7 crowns on 7 heads. As the 8th king in Revelation chapter 17, we can see that he reigns with 10 kings wearing 10 crowns. And the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast, Revelation 17 verse 12. These kings will receive power for just 1 hour under the reign of the Antichrist. We can see that the first beast in Daniel chapter 7 is a lion, and that beast corresponds to the chest and arms, which is Medes and Persia. The beast is a type of England. Just as the Jews were resettled by returning to Palestine by the order of the Medes and Persia, they are resettled in Palestine by the Balfour Declaration issued by the British government in 1918. Persia, therefore, is a type of England, symbolizing a lion. The second beast in Daniel 7, the bear, corresponds to the belly and thigh of the image in Daniel chapter 2. This beast represents Greece, and we can see that Greece, the bear, is a type of Russia. Just as Greece was Greek Orthodox, Russia was Greek Orthodox until the revolution of 1918. Russia came from Greece. Their alphabet and language are also of Greek origin. So we can see that the second beast, the bear, symbolizes Russia, and the third beast in Daniel chapter 7 is a leopard. In Daniel chapter 2, we can see that the beast that corresponds to legs of the iron represents Rome, symbolizing America. This leopard has wings. This beast currently only has 2 wings, Alaska and Hawaii, but he will get the other 2 wings later. The fourth beast in Daniel chapter 7 represents the kingdom of the Antichrist, ruled by the 10 kings. And it should be noted that there are 10 horns at the end of Daniel chapter 7 verse 7. The Antichrist will be from this group and rule the world with 10 kings under him, just as we see in Revelation chapter 13, but the 10 kings will enjoy the kingship for just 1 hour. Afterwards, we can see the full reign of the Antichrist. Daniel chapter 7 verse 24 and 25 says, "And the 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise. They have not risen yet, but they will in the future. And another shall rise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue three kings. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. And they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time. This speaks of the latter 3.5 years of the tribulation. Under the reign of the Antichrist, the three strongest horns of the 10 nations will be broken, and he will rule completely and in tyranny for 3.5 years. It coincides with the 3.5 years of Revelation chapter 12. Continuing with Daniel chapter 7, verse 26 through 28. But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and to destroy it unto the end. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominion shall serve and obey him. Hitherto is the end of the matter. As for me, Daniel, my cogitations had much troubled me, and my countenance changed in me, but I kept the matter in my heart. It is truly terrifying scene. There is frightening scene in front of us, and you must know this even if you are afraid. We have to know in order to know how to live in this era. If we keep in mind that the lion represents Britain, the bear representing Russia, and the leopard represents America, and we go back to Revelation chapter 13, verse 2, we can read future history that will happen. Why is it called future history? Because it will most definitely happen. Apostle John said in Revelation chapter 13, verse 2, and the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard. The last world kingdom will be like the United States, integrated with spots. There are no pure bloodlines left. It's thoroughly mixed. When you ask people about their ancestry, no one truly knows, for they are mixed with various bloodlines throughout their lineage. That kingdom is a melting pot of Asian, European, and African all mixed in. But the belly of the leopard is white. So the white man rules but doesn't show it. The kingdom is full of Asians. Aren't the Asians majority of the world population currently? But it will be stained with the blood of the African race. Isn't this the reality of America today? Further, in Revelation chapter 13, verse 2, and his feet were as the feet of a bear. So this beast moves like a bear, as Russia has the largest military force in the world. The key part of Russia is its feet, as Russia will move like a bear. The beast is the United States, and we can see that it will act like the communist nation of Russia. We all know Russia became independent immediately after the dissolution of the Soviet Union. This isn't a coincidence. If you look at Ezekiel chapter 37 and 38, Russia will attack Israel during the tribulation. That is why the word of God is truly mysterious. Again, moving forward in Revelation 13 verse 2, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. The beast is the English-speaking beast spoken of in Revelation chapter 13, verse 5 and 6. What is peculiar about the beast is his mouth, which speaks English. This means that the universal language at the second coming of Christ will be English, not Hebrew or Latin. In an attempt to attract Protestants to Roman Catholic Church, the Pope may hold Mass in English in the future. The gates of hell will use that Roman church. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. Under the reign of the Antichrist, 10 nations will unite and briefly rule the world in their final form. In Revelation 13, verse 18, the beast is a man but has features of a leopard. He will take possession of the world with 10 united kingdoms through the Roman Catholic Church. He will rule the world by the Roman law system, just like the old Latin law system. He will run it politically with communism, with this syncretic system, like the United States, as English will be the common language in the world. English is already a major global language. The Bible says, he will wage war against Jesus Christ during the latter 3.5 years. The 144,000 who have received the seal of God will be untouchable, but he will persecute and kill the Israelites by cutting off the heads and offer them as sacrifices in the temple. This is when Satan will come down to earth as a man, enter the temple in Jerusalem, sit on the mercy seat with the two cherubims inscribed on it, making himself look like God, as if God was sitting in the temple. As mentioned in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, the son of perdition, the mystery of iniquity, he calls himself God. For reference, I'll start from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, it's the Antichrist, the beast of Revelation 13, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they shall believe a lie, that they all might be damned, who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 7 through 12. Then in 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 3 and 4, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, describing the current apostate times, isn't it? And that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he is God, he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Apostle Paul tells the Thessalonian church saints that when the man of sin, the Antichrist, of Revelation chapter 13 will appear, the day of Christ will come. We are living just before the appearance of this very man of sin. Then there will be a rapture very soon. Those who repent and accept Jesus Christ wholeheartedly are forgiven of their sins and washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. That is, those who have been born again by the Holy Spirit, whose souls have been saved, will not fall into the tribulation when the man of sin appears, but meet the Lord in the air to join him at the heavenly wedding banquet. Have you accepted Jesus Christ into your heart? If so, eternal life is within you. Therefore, if there is someone listening to this message who has not received him yet, I hope that you will receive the Lord and have a blessed day. Today we studied a sixth figure while comparing the book of Revelation with the book of Daniel, the beast coming up from the sea. On the next podcast, we will continue with Revelation 13 as we organize it one by one. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that the grace of understanding will come upon you. Amen.